Nadarim Paraches Mishnehe L'Zecher Nishmas L'Ordavar Rabash Shlomo. Continuing Nadarim that have a built-in expiration date. Ad HaGishamim. If somebody says, my neder should be in effect until the rains, or Ad SheYiyu HaGishamim, or until the rains shall be. Now the rains could be any quantity of time when it's the rainy season. So normally we would say it's the beginning of the rains, but he says Gishamim plural. So that means Ad SheTered Revi'a Shania, until the second rain falls, we say that his neder continues in effect. So because he said Gishamim, he means not just the first rain, but the second rain as well. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Ad SheYagia Zman Shel Revi'a. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says until the time for that rain arrives. He agrees that rains means double rains, so it has to be through the second rain. But if we have an expected date for it, that's the date that the neder expires. The Gemara brings down several opinions as to when it could be. The Rambam says it's the 23rd of Cheshvan for Eretz Yisrael and for the areas around Eretz Yisrael. And the halacha follows the Tanakama, who does not say till the time of the second rains, but until the second rains actually fall, and they have to fall after the 23rd of Cheshvan. If the rain falls before the 23rd of Cheshvan, that's considered the first rain, so that wouldn't be the end of his neder yet. On the other hand, if he says, Ad sheyifsaku gishamim, until the rains stop, that would be Ad sheyetze Nisan kulo, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds this means until the entire month of Nisan is over. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad sheyavar haPesach. Rabbi Yehuda says until all of Pesach is over. And this has to do with the machlokas as to when we stop saying b'sein talamotar. Rabbi Meir holds the beginning of Nisan, the end of Nisan, the very end of the month. And Rabbi Yehuda says until Pesach is over. Konam yayin she'eni toim hashana. If somebody makes a neder and he says, konam wine that I will not taste it this year, nis'abra hashana, and the year was extended. So this year, we learned earlier in the Mishnayos, means until Rosh Hashanah. But what happens if it's a leap year? What happens if it's a 13-month year? So do we say that in such a year he meant only 12 months, so it would stop at Elul time? Or do we say that it means the entire year no matter when? So asr ba'u be'yivura. Says this Mishnah, the prohibition stays in effect until Rosh Hashanah. Even if he made the neder at the beginning of the year, then it's a 13-month neder because it covers the entire year, including Adar Sheni. If he says Ad Rosh Adar, until the beginning of Adar, that would be Ad Rosh Adar Rishon. That would be his neder is in effect until the beginning of Adar Rishon, the first Adar. If he says Ad Sof Adar, if he says my neder is in place till the end of Adar, then we say that's also Ad Sof Adar Rishon, until the end of the first Adar. So we say in these cases, when he says Adar, then he means Adar 1 rather than Adar 2. Some Rishonim say that it goes all the way, when he says the end of Adar, he means the end of both Adars. But the predominant psak is that it's only the one Adar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda brings down, what if he says, Konam yayin she'eni tomat she'yehe ha-pesach. Konam wine that I will not taste it until it is Pesach. So in Mishnah Beis, earlier in this parak, we said until it is Pesach meant till the end of Pesach. But Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, disagrees. He says, Eino aser ela ad lel Pesach. Then the wine is only aser until the night, the first night of Pesach. Shalon iskavin zeh ela ad shah shederach ben adam lushtos yayin. His intention was only until the time when people customarily drink wine at the Seder, and so he's not including the Seder in his neder. Mishnah Vav. Amar konam basar she'ani toeim. Konam meat that I will not taste it. She'eni toim actually hey hatzom, until the fast. So once again, he had a time deadline in it, and he said until the fast, which means Yom Kippur. Then eino aser ela ad leile hatzom. Then it's only going to be aser until before the night of the fast, meaning on Erev Yom Kippur, he is allowed to have meat in his big Suda HaMafsekas that he has right before Yom Kippur. So he was banning meat, but we're going to say that it ends before the pre-Yom Kippur meal, because he says Ad Hatzom. Shalom Niskavin Zeh Allah Ad Shashadar Panel Lechel Basar, like our previous Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda said that he meant only until the time when people drink wine at the Seder. Here he means only until the time where people eat meat before Yom Kippur. This is continuing Rabbi Yehuda's point of view on these things. Rabbi Yossi Beno Omer, Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, is then quoted as saying, Konam shum she'eni toam achetei Shabbos, Konam garlic that I will not taste it, until it is Shabbos, tehei Shabbos, till it is Shabbos, Eino asur ela ad leile Shabbos. It's only asur until the night of Shabbos, meaning when Friday night comes, not till the end of Shabbos, as we had said earlier in the parak. Like the other situations where we talked about meat, we talked about wine, he meant to aser it on himself only until the normal time when men eat garlic. When is the normal time when men eat garlic? We have actually had this before. Men, generally speaking, ate garlic on Friday night, because Friday night for Bnei Torah was the night of the mitzvah of Tashmish HaMitah with one's wife, and garlic increases potency before marital relations, as they say. So when he banned garlic on himself, he didn't mean to ban himself on the night when he was going to be with his wife. He meant to ban himself on other nights before that night when everybody eats garlic, presumably in the Friday night meal.